This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, and we invite you to take a trip into the doctor's office. You can call us with your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number, and if that's a lot of numbers to remember, let's make it easy. It's 877-726-TALK for a direct line into the doctor's office to pose a question with yours truly. We got plenty of things to talk about this hour and next, so stay with us. We like to think of Intelligent Medicine, one of the best-kept secrets on the radio. It's a program where you can listen in and you can find the solution to your healthcare dilemma or perhaps help a loved one with some timely advice. We cover all the health stories of the week, take the best of natural medicine and the best of conventional medicine, put them all together for you, and we call it Intelligent Medicine. And a little later, we're going to take a look at the phenomenon of grass-fed beef, because, well, a lot of people are turning towards paleo diets. Saturated fats are being exonerated. We're not succumbing to cholesterol phobia as much as we have. And so we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of grass-fed beef. And we got lots of other stories to cover for you this hour, but let's start with this one. It's been really weird weather here in New York City, where I'm based. I know you may be listening to us from wherever you are across the country. We've got 120 affiliates across the U.S., and people listen around the world via our podcasts and via, well, you can listen live via a convenient link that we provide at drhoffman.com for listening live to our program via Radio America. But here in New York, the temperatures are really screwy because last week we got up to 70 degrees and people are walking around in shirt sleeves. I took a glorious run outside and I ran in shorts. I did have a long sleeve shirt on, but that was about it. That's all we needed. And now we're plunged back into the deep freeze. It's a winter once again, but the temperatures are going up and down and it's pretty crazy. And I swear I am suffering from allergies. I'm having some congestion. I woke up and I sneezed about 10 times the other morning. And I looked outside and there are no trees. There's no blooms. There's no flowers. There's no grass growing. What the heck is going on? Well, here in the Northeast, we're subject to the jet stream. If you ever travel in a plane, it takes you longer going from east to west than from west to east. And that's because there's a powerful jet stream that picks stuff up, launches it into the atmosphere, and then deposits it into your nasal passages, literally thousands of miles away. And checking the weather report down in Texas and parts of the western United States, it is prime pollen season because the temperatures are skyrocketing into the 80s. And that is creating a lot of problems for allergy sufferers early in the year. So here's a ingenious angle on allergies. We know of natural ways to cope with allergies. My allergies are always better when I stay away from dairy and wheat. I learned that long ago. And we can take quercetin. We can take things like a stinging nettle. These are some of the things that are natural remedies for allergies. But allergies may also be influenced by what's going on in our gastrointestinal tract. The microbiome is all important when it comes to not just problems in our gut, but systemic symptoms. And so I came across this story. This is from the University of Florida. Allergies, question mark? Probiotic combination may curb your symptoms, new study finds. All right. They say as we head into allergy season, you may feel less likely to grab a hanky and sneeze because new University of Florida research shows a probiotic combination might help reduce hay fever symptoms if it's taken during allergy season. All right. We know that probiotics can regulate the body's immune response to allergies. And the researcher in charge of the study, Jennifer Davis, she's a doctoral student at the University of Florida Food Science and Human Nutrition Department, says, quote, not all probiotics work for allergies. This one did. So I didn't know what probiotic they were talking about. So I read with great interest. I scrolled down. It's not until you get down to paragraph 4 that you find out what the probiotic is. It's a probiotic combination of lactobacilli and bifidobacteria. Ready for this? Sold as Chiodophilus, which is very cool because one of our fine sponsors is Chiolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, they make another probiotic product, and they found that this product designed to support digestive health and wellness and with an impact on certain aspects of the functioning of the immune system, may work by modulating the body's production of regulatory T cells. T cells are responsible for amping up or reining in the immune response. You need both. You need to have a strong, robust immune response, but when it goes over the top, you may have allergy symptoms or worse yet, autoimmune symptoms. So T regulatory cells suppress the overexuberant immune response, which results in allergic symptoms, which in turn might increase tolerance to hay fever symptoms. So very cool. They looked at 173 healthy adults who said they suffered seasonal allergies, and they split them into two groups. Some took the combination probiotic, others took a placebo. And then each week during the 8-week experiment, participants responded to an online survey to convey their discomfort levels. And they also determined that DNA from the participants' stool samples was significantly modified by taking the probiotic. And the participants who took the probiotic reported improvements in quality of life compared to those taking the placebo. They suffered fewer allergy-related no symptoms, which meant that they were less troubled during daily activities. Now, here's a caveat. The product in question, Chiodophilus, may not be the only product on the market that helps reduce allergic symptoms, because many products offer a balanced combination of lactobacilli and bifidobacteria. That's a common combination in multi-strain probiotics. And so proof of principle that probiotics can work, in this case, Chiodophilus, the one that was used. A very cool study. All right, our number, 877-726-TALK. And we get a call from John in East Haddam, Connecticut. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I have food allergies, and I have a bad sinus problem, and I get fluid in my ears.
Yeah.
Now it's probably from both, I guess. I don't know, but that was very good what you said about the jet stream, and I was wondering why I was having a problem.
Yeah, because you look outside right and it's barren. It's like a winter landscape, you know, like nuclear winter. You know, but we're sneezing. What's going on? It's coming from somewhere else.
I never thought about that. That was very good. I heard that about Jerry Hickey was talking about probiotics this morning about taking that, and it would help your allergies.
Yes,
you
good
know?
Point. We're on the same. By the way, we're not conspiring here, but yeah, another radio host on another station is talking about the benefits of probiotics. You know, great minds think alike, right?
Yes. I heard what you said about taking that. I'm taking them right now. I'm taking Dr. O'Hara's, but maybe that's not good. The right
that, no, no, that, combination. That will cover your bases as well. That's another one of our fine sponsors. So let me ask you, you say you have food allergies, John. Are you adhering to a diet which eliminates the possible triggers, namely wheat, dairy, sugar, you know, things like that? Are you keeping that to a dull roar?
Trying to calm things down, but once in a while I eat stuff like that.
So look, here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to pitch to you, is that especially at this time of year, and especially since you're having fluid accumulation in your ear, just lock and load for 30 days with very strict compliance. I mean, it's daunting to think I'm going to have to do this for my entire lifetime, okay? I'll never have an ice cream cone or a slice of pizza. But just lock and load on a dairy-free, gluten-free diet for 1 month, and that may help. It really, look, your problem is you're an adult, but this is a pediatric problem. Lots of kids have fluid in their ears. They have ear infections. They end up with ear tubes to drain the fluid. Same principles work for adults as work for kids. Take probiotics. Take something that can block the allergic response. Natural antihistamines like quercetin are very good. Go on an elimination diet. And the other thing you need to do, and this really makes a difference according to studies, is use Clear nasal spray. I mean, invoking all our sponsors here, but Clear makes a product that's fantastic for chronic sinusitis. And, you know, there's a communication between your sinuses and your inner ears. And studies have shown that when you use Clear, it actually can travel via your station tubes to reduce the bacterial population that may create inner ear infections. So, and that's been demonstrated in kids. I think there was a study in kids who had palate abnormalities, which really predispose to chronic ear infections. And they found that even in that challenging group of kids, that the use of Clear nasal spray reduced their incidence of ear infections. So that really should make a difference. Take vitamin D. Take vitamin C. These are things that boost the immune system. Zinc and selenium. These may make a difference as well. And give it a shot. And then call us, you know, after you withstand allergy season. I think you'll find that things move in the right direction. Thanks very much for your call. Our number, 877-726-TALK. To join the conversation here on Intelligent Medicine, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need Clear Saline Nasal Spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear Saline Nasal Spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We'll be taking more of your phone calls momentarily. We got lots of interesting stuff to talk about. Our number 877-726 8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And before we get to your calls, you know, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. That's really something we've been looking for because so many people are afflicted with hypertension. Medications they take are invariably accompanied by unpleasant side effects. And so we're always on the lookout for natural approaches to lower blood pressure to at least reduce our dependency on medications or perhaps even eliminate them entirely. And here's something that really works. It's the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. What it is a high-tech smart device. The Zona Plus guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. Got to use it consistently, but it really works. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. All right, here's an item that's kind of disconcerting because with warmer weather, we start getting bugs. And there's so many ways that bugs can afflict us. An epidemic of bed bugs. Bed bugs making a big comeback. And, of course, the concern about Lyme disease. Many people spray their kids before the kids go out in the yard. Mosquito sprays are often used. And then there's the plant and garden control products that are used to keep the bugs away. And it turns out that children are particularly vulnerable to the effects of some of these insecticides. Now, you know, we've gotten rid of DDT. We've gotten rid of some, you know, really harmful, dangerous products. But the products that have been substituted are called pyrethroids. And the pyrethroids are thought to be more benign. And they are. They're actually more benign than, you know, some of really heavy-duty insecticides that were used in the past. But there's some real concerns associated with them, and I'll share those with you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And the item I was talking about earlier has to do with our exposure to commonly available insecticides. I'm not talking about the kinds that are applied by companies that come in and get rid of your termites. Just things you can get over the counter. You can buy these things at any hardware store, supermarket, convenience store. And they include roach sprays, plant and garden control products, tick and mosquito sprays, and bed bug treatments. And they involve a category of insecticide called pyrethroids. Now, pyrethroids are sometimes considered natural because they're actually flower-derived. They're part of flowers' natural defense against bugs. And they're considered a safer alternative to organophosphates, but they're concentrated and they're revved up. And so researchers looked at levels of 5 pyrethroid metabolites in the urine of women between 6 and 19 weeks of pregnancy. Okay, so they want to see if they were exposed to these things during pregnancy. And then they waited 6 years, and then they measured subsequently the metabolites in the urine of their 6-year-olds to see if there was any link between prenatal and childhood exposures and behavior changes. Specifically, they were looking for signs of neurodevelopmental damage. Now, that may be a fancy word for learning difficulties, attention deficit disorder, cognitive problems that kids suffer, processing problems. I mean, so many kids get help at an early age because they're just not cutting it. Their motor skills, their learning skills, their linguistic skills they're on the fritz and they require a lot of help. So what they found was that children with the highest levels of pyrethroid metabolites in their urine were around 3 times as likely to display abnormal behavior. And that is a very scary conclusion because these are products that we're using everywhere. And the research has suggested that pyrethroids might alter neurochemical signaling in the brain. It's quite possible. They conclude, quote, "The current study suggests that exposure to certain pyrethroids, even at the low environmental doses encountered by the general public," and we're not talking about, you know, people who work for exterminating companies. We're talking about kids in average households. "Even at the low environmental doses encountered by the general public may be associated with behavioral disorders in children." So, you know, so many assaults on our kids' brains between dietary ingredients that were never meant to be found in food and lots of antibiotics early in life, chemicals in the environment like these insecticides, and you have a perfect storm for an epidemic of childhood neurodevelopmental disorders. Very scary stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of grass-fed beef as an alternative to store-bought meat and the potential health advantages thereof. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And it's time to do a close examination of a subject of great importance, because a lot of people are concerned about red meat. You know, when I talk to people, they sometimes grudgingly admit, I try to avoid red meat, but I have it from time to time. But red meat is making a big comeback in light of research that suggests that saturated fats aren't really the culprit, nor is cholesterol. But the concern is what type of red meat. I think the worst aspect of meat consumption is the way that it's raised. But grass-fed is a plausible alternative. So we're going to talk now to Mike Salguero. He's founder and CEO of ButcherBox.com, which is a purveyor of grass-fed meat. Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Okay, so tell us a little bit about ButcherBox.com. What's your mission statement? What are you trying to accomplish?
Sure. So our mission is to bring healthy meat to everybody. So we are a monthly subscription business where people pay a monthly fee and get a box of meat in the mail. We started as just 100% grass-fed beef, but have expanded into pork and chicken as well. So you can have any combination of those three meats that you want shipped to your door every month.
Okay, so it gives people kind of a smorgasbord, because the way I order grass-fed meat products is the practical way to do it is not to just go and buy 6 ounces of grass-fed beef. It's to get it in bulk, have it bulk shipped, put it in the freezer, and then prepare it as you go. Or perhaps even say you got a big family, maybe share it with family members or friends or neighbors, and get a whole lot of it.
Yeah, sure. So that's kind of the old way of doing things. So when my wife and I started the company, we were trying to find grass-fed beef, and the only thing that we could find is kind of what you're talking about, which is a farm share, typically called a farm share,
yeah.
Where you'll get an eighth of a cow or a quarter of a cow,
right?
And you get two or three trash bags full of meat, and then it's where do we store this? What do we do with it? And it's really supposed to be your meat for the year. I live in Boston. I live in a small apartment with a small freezer. And that just wasn't an option. So it just became something I didn't do, even though it was clearly healthier. So what we do is, rather than send you one big bulk of stuff, we ship you a box every month. And the idea is that meat is your meat for the month. So you don't have to go to the butcher. You don't have to go to your grocery store. You can just get it directly from us.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think there's a lot of health benefits. The difference between, doing the cow share with the traditional model versus this, for example, if you have a cow who might be sick or might have a problem, that's your meat for the entire year, which isn't necessarily something you want to be continually eating.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with us, you have a distributed number of animals and different farms and different regions.
So you're diversifying your portfolio, so to speak, in terms of different sources.
In terms of meat consumption, yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's speak to the health benefits, because, frankly, it's more expensive, right? I mean, let's be honest. It's a premium, product. So why go there? And what's the difference? Because you've studied this. I think you know the difference between the, agricultural practices that underlay feedlot meats, versus the types of meats that you purvey. So what are some of the differences?
For sure. So first, for, your audience, I mean, basically what we do is we sell something it's around $6 a meal. So for your meat portion for $6 a meal is actually fairly cheap. But if you're comparing us to conventional beef, obviously we are not anywhere near that. The kind of highlights are grass-fed beef has more omega-3s. It has less fat, less saturated fat. But really that's there's a lot of scientific kind of comparisons, that people do. But really, the image that I'm always stuck with is, so every cow starts off their life exactly the same. The first 6 months, it's the mother and the calf. And then the next year, cow is just on grass, eating grass. 2% of the cows produced in the United States then remain on grass for another year to a year and a half. 98% end up in a feedlot. And the idea behind a feedlot is basically within 6 to 8 months, fatten them up as fast as possible by inputting corn and grains and animal byproducts and a whole bunch of other stuff into the cow. And in order to kind of speed that along, growth promotants, hormones are used, and in order to keep all these cows.
Okay, we got a little bit of a technical glitch, but let's see if we can redial. You know, meanwhile, for a moment, let me share this with you. Exercise is linked to better breast cancer outcomes. Well, we've heard about the race for the cure, and it turns out that lifestyle changes can improve outcomes after breast cancer diagnosis. Indeed, it's true. So there's more to just camaraderie and raising funds when it comes to using exercise after you've had a diagnosis of breast cancer. Unfortunately, less than 13% of women with breast cancer achieve the recommended 150 minutes per week of physical activity. But exercise is important. It can make a difference in your well-being, in your mental outlook. But also, it turns out, it makes a difference in your prognosis. So, race for the cure really has significant impact. All right, we've got Mike back on. Mike Salguero, founder and CEO of ButcherBox.com. I think you're being jammed by some people from the meat industry. I don't know what happened. Right. I lost you for a moment there.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay, maybe it's like the Oscar Mayer folks or something. I don't know. Who knows?
Probably.
So you're talking about the differences in terms of raising the livestock.
For sure, and that last step of really fattening them up. So when you're eating that type of product, 98% of it is artificially fed something it's not supposed to have and fattened up, and all that fat gets into your system. Mammals tend to store most of their toxins in their fat, so that's going right to you. Yep. So what we say, I mean, I don't feed my family anything but grass fed at this point. I just know too much, and it's just not. Not worth it. If you are, the type of person who wants to eat beef but really can't afford grass-fed, what I would say is get the leanest cut possible, because there's the least amount of fat, least amount of stored fat there.
But you're not so much worried about the fat in terms of the bad fat that causes heart disease, because actually, I got to say that I'm looking at the studies, and most of the studies are now saying, even with high-fat dairy, and fat that you get from beef, that it's not the saturated fat so much that drives cardiovascular disease. Now, what I haven't seen, unfortunately, and maybe you can, you're in this industry, maybe you can help with this, is I've never seen a study that focuses entirely on people like you and I who consume exclusively grass-fed meat products and what our health outcomes are versus whenever they do a meat study, they would, you're eating whatever. It's a mix maybe of, salami, bologna, hot dogs, poor quality processed meats.
Right.
And
right.
some studies don't even show that that's bad, but some studies say, maybe that's not so good for you. And then, we all get tarred with the association with those studies saying, oh, meat's bad for you. But I don't think there's any strong evidence that in its natural form, grass-fed, free of hormones, high in omega-3, relatively low in fat, that this is bad for you. I don't know of any such studies.
No, I don't know of any either. And it's such a small portion of what's been consumed in the United States, and so hard to find. It would be hard to track.
It'd be hard to do the study. Yeah, because there's relatively few people doing it.
Right. Right. Well, maybe we could get together and do the study.
Let's draft a proposal, send it to the, let's even get a few million dollars from the National Institutes of Health. They ought to study it. So help us out, because there are some intermediate quality products out there. So, for example, if you go to, you know, one of these, you know, I'll mention names, you know, like Whole Foods, for example, they have gradations of, you know, conventional to, you know, grass-fed. And then, you know, I look at the prices and I go, oh, I'm going to fall down, you know, when I see what the, you know, grass-fed products are like there. But then there's the intermediate ones like grass-finished, you know, kind of weasel words, like, does that mean it's not the same as yours?
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation in the industry right now, and it's only getting worse, unfortunately. So one good thing about Whole Foods is every piece of meat that is in that store, you know, will be free of antibiotics and hormones.
Okay,
which
that's
is great. I mean, that's a good like first step, right? So if you go to Whole Foods, you know that whatever you buy is not going to have antibiotics or hormones. So some things say grass-fed, grain-finished. That's basically that's a normal cow. Some things say grass-fed, grass-finished. That's the same thing as saying 100% grass-fed.
Okay.
Those are kind of interchangeable. Although, what's happening right now is that the USDA is redefining what they mean by 100% grass-fed, which is crazy that would change. But there's something called forage, which the larger cattle companies are now asking for that to be included in the grass-fed designation. And unfortunately, forage also includes things like corn husks and byproduct of the ethanol process and a whole bunch of stuff that customers who are looking for grass-fed beef don't want. But what's happening now is, you know, not to scare, I think grass-fed is, that product is leaps and bounds better than a conventional product, but you really need to know where it's coming from and the people that are providing it, because the products that are out there are not necessarily everything that they say they are.
Right. So let's face another issue, which is that it tastes a little different. And for some people, it may be an acquired taste. Can you speak to the issue of taste and flavor and maybe, you know, different ways of preparation can make a difference? Because, go ahead.
Generally, people that I talk to who are like, oh, I tried it one time and I really didn't like it, tried grass-fed beef like 10 years ago. A lot has changed in the industry in the past 10 years in grass-fed. They've like really the genetics of the cow, and, you know, using breeds that, basically weren't bred to grow really big on a feedlot, and kind of the traditional heritage breeds, that's making a big comeback. And, we don't see much of a taste difference. Like, customers who have never had grass-fed or trying grass-fed versus conventional actually seem to like the taste. I've been told that it's a little bit more flavorful. But generally when I hear, oh, I've tried grass-fed and I didn't like it, it's from somebody who tried it a long time ago.
Right.
That being said, I think the easiest way to ruin a grass-fed steak is to overcook it.
Yes.
So really try to go on the rare side, the medium rare side. And then for things like stew meat or chuck roast or roasts, you know, really just put it in a crock pot, cook it all day, and you'll have something really, really amazing at the other side.
I just had a delicious tasting grass-fed pot roast. I mean, you cook it for a long time and it was just so flavorful, wonderful. So in conclusion, what is today's Intelligent Medicine Call to Action? Where can people get more information about grass-fed beef and specifically about your product offerings? You have a website, presumably. See here it's butcherbox.com. Tell us what they'll get.
Butcherbox.com. Yep. People can go to butcherbox.com and look at our different offerings. I have not done this yet, but I will do it right now. We will put up a Hoffman 20 for $20 off your first box.
Oh, excellent.
It's a great product. Try it once. See if you like it. We have a very, very high, rate of people staying with us. So it's, definitely a really interesting way to have a different lifestyle and to, continue to get great quality beef shipped to your door.
Well, thanks for your dedication to this. I think this is really a wave of the future in the food industry. And we appreciate the offer to our Hoffman Center listeners. Enter the code HOFFMAN20 for a discount at butcherbox.com. Thanks for joining us, Mike Salguero of butcherbox.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.